AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Joe Biden is the 46th president. In his inaugural address, Biden called on the people to work together.
Now we're going to be tested. Are we going to step up, all of us? It's time for boldness, for there's so much to do. And this is certain. I promise you, we will be judged, you and I, by how we resolve these cascading crises of our era.
AP Sagar Magani has more on Biden's first hours in office.
The new president and first lady stood on the White House's north steps before walking inside with their family. In past years, the incoming president would have been at the executive mansion before the inauguration, greeted by his predecessor. But Donald Trump did not invite the Bidens, nor stay in Washington for the ceremony itself, snubbing his successor entirely. But other ex-presidents were there.
Order!
Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama also joined the Bidens at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknowns in a bipartisan display of unity before a pandemic-shortened inaugural parade.
How does it feel, Mr. President?
Feels great.
With the new president walking the last stretch down Pennsylvania Avenue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The new president is issuing a series of executive orders to undo much of what his predecessor has done.
Some of the executive actions I'm going to be signing today are going to help change the course of the COVID crisis, and we're going to combat climate change in a way that we haven't done so far, and advance racial equity and support other underserved communities. We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points.
The actions include halting work on the border wall, lifting a travel ban on people from several predominantly Muslim countries, and reversing plans to exclude people in the country illegally from the 2020 census. This is AP News. Democrats are now in charge in the Senate as three new senators are sworn in, including two from Georgia and Alex Padilla of California, who replaces now Vice President Kamala Harris.
The chair lays before the Senate two certificates of election for the state of Georgia and a certificate of appointment to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of former Senator Kamala D. Harris of California. Yeah, that was very weird. Okay.
An organizer of the Proud Boys far-right extremist group is in custody for taking part in the siege of the U.S. Capitol earlier this month. 37-year-old Joseph Biggs was arrested today in Central Florida. According to the arrest affidavit, Biggs was part of the mob that overwhelmed Capitol police officers and broke into the building. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.